Cabo? There. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, talk about, like, is there other players last night were special in the primetime game that you didn't mention, like, anybody else stood out that you were very impressed by their, how they played?
I didn't, what did he say? What was the question?
What are some other players that stood out for you last night? You mean offense or defense?
Both sides of the ball. Okay. Both sides.
Oh, well, I thought Gallman played tremendous. You know, probably had his best grade. Obviously, Leggett played well. You know, I thought the receivers were really throwing and catching the ball very well. We did have a couple penalties that were very disappointing. You know, we lined up, you know, not on the line one time. I think Renfro wasn't quite up, or Artavis thought he was on, and the ref said he wasn't up, and then we moved one time. I was a little disappointed in that, but as far as just doing their job and running the right routes and throwing and catching, making a lot of big plays. Offensive line-wise, I thought Crowder played very well. Falcinelli came in. Frew got a little banged up at one time. Pollard came in there, young freshman, got some experience. I think we played about 9 offensive linemen. Good to see Austin Bryant. I thought Austin and Christian Wilkins and Cleland, our defensive ends, played very well. You know, we had one of those long runs. We just didn't quite set that. I think it was Christian got a little thick in there and a little heavy and didn't quite set the edge on the counter play like he needed to. But they played with great effort, toughness all night. I thought Jadar played well up until he got hurt. And then, you know, Dexter was disruptive inside. I thought, I mean, he is a load, and he made his presence known on both Ben and Kendall. Well, you know, sir, we had a lot of good performances by a lot of guys, but, again, a lot that we can improve on as we move forward. Dion had 2 of the biggest plays of the night, 2 huge, huge plays. And Renfro had a couple big plays as well. So they were just, you know, a lot of good contributions by a lot of guys. And I'm excited about them.
And when Syracuse comes to town, what do you see with Syracuse? They're a different squad than last year, a different coach as well.
Yeah, Syracuse is going to be a big challenge. Like I said, they've had an extra week. They play, we've never played anybody that plays as fast as they do. I think they've got the leading receiver in the country. We're just kind of getting into them right now, but playing with a lot of confidence offensively. Quarterback's playing well. They got a million run pass option type of plays built into what they do. So they're very good. Dino's done a great job. They've got a true identity, and they believe in what they're doing. And again, you can tell that those kids have all bought into it. And then defensively, they've improved all year long, from the beginning of the season to where they are now. They've gotten better and better and better. You know, just initial look at them, a lot of movement. You know, they're hardly ever sitting in one spot. And it's going to be a big challenge for us. You know, we're looking forward to the matchup and glad we got them here at home.